And I'm here with Alison Pommier, who is an American settled in Brittany. How long have you lived in Brittany, Alison?
I've lived in Brittany for about 2 years. I've lived in France for almost 7 years total.
And why have you chosen to come and live in Brittany?
Oh, because this was the first place I came to when I came to France, and I fell in love with it right away.
Is it very different to your home?
Well, my home is Oklahoma, and it's similar. I think Brittany has a lot more hills, rolling hills, but Oklahoma also was very beautiful, very green, kind of like this, so, yeah.
You're very well integrated here. I understand you have a French husband, for
I
one
do.
Thing.
I do.
You also work for yourself over here.
Yes.
What do you do? What kind of work do you do?
I'm a teacher. I teach French and English. I started an association recently called Atelier Babel. That has the goal of integrating French and English people and trying to teach people to communicate and assimilate into the society here.
And whereabouts do you operate?
Well, we are based in Plessis, but we have recently opened up classes in Gangon. And we would like to make it even bigger someday, but that depends on how many people come. So we need more people and we can make it grow.
So what kind of things do you do to help people integrate?
So first of all, we have classes, and that's just to study the language and get the grammar down. I think especially for English people who come here, they have a lot of trouble with French verbs, and yeah, verb tenses are really, really difficult. We also try to help people integrate outside of classes by organizing some fun themed parties. Sometimes we have, like recently we had a music night, and everyone brought their favorite music, and they explained in their foreign language what they liked about the song. So it's a good chance to use your language and to mingle with people from different languages.
Yeah. And there's enough people around to do this kind of thing?
Yeah, well, little by little, people are hearing about it and starting to join us. So it depends. Sometimes we have a lot of people in classes. Sometimes the numbers go down a little bit during some of the holiday seasons. So, yeah, little by little, people are joining us.
So if listeners are interested in joining your association, what do they do? How do they find out about it?
Well, they can either email us directly. So the email is atelierbabel22@gmail.com. Or they can call us directly at 06-32-34-71-80.
You tell it the French way, don't you?
Two
numbers at a time.
I do. I can't do it any other way anymore.
Where did you learn your French?
So I learned French in high school in Oklahoma, and it was, of course, basic French. We didn't speak a lot. We listened some, but we mostly read and studied grammar, just like everyone else. And it was when I came to France 7 years ago that I was suddenly thrust into French speaking, and I was kind of drowning at first, but eventually I picked it up. And my husband's a writer, so he helped me a lot with speaking French naturally and vocabulary especially. Yeah.
And so does your husband take part in the teaching?
He doesn't teach. He would like to eventually teach writing courses, but we would have to get a lot more people involved, especially French people who would like to write, but not for writing English. I'm not sure if he could do that. Maybe he could. Who knows?
Now, you teach French to English people.
Yes.
You teach English to French people.
Yes, I do.
And I understand you have some pupils who are pretty far away.
That's right. So I also teach, but that's not part of the association. That's my own personal teaching. I teach online sometimes to people who live in Japan. And we have classes through Skype. So yeah, I did that for a while.
And you're teaching them English or French?
Both.
You're not just a teacher.
That's right. I'm a singer as well, a jazz singer. Currently, I've taken sort of a break, but when I lived in the south of France for a while, and I sang with a jazz group.
And I see in this room here, there's a huge piano.
Is
that yours or your husband's?
It's my husband's, and I play on it a little bit. I'm not a pianist. Singing is my main instrument.
And what kind of style do you have?
very kind of soft jazz. We recorded a CD with a lot of covers of our favorite songs, but arranged.
And that's right here. You've done that here in Brittany.
I did that in the south. So that was several years ago. But eventually, I'll start singing again.
So, what plans have you got for the future?
I would really like to grow, to help the association grow, and to make it into really a community of people, and that not just based here in Plessy or in Gangon, but maybe even include Saint-Brieuc in that. But I would like to make it something that helps people assimilate and share their culture with each other.
Okay, well, Alison Pommier, I wish you the very best of luck with your plans.
Thank you so much.
Maybe we'll hear some music someday soon.
Oh, maybe so. I'll give you a CD after the interview.
There are perks to this job.